Chapter 2. Meetings. Several hours after nightfall, Alenda Lanacklin arrived by carriage at the impoverished lower quarter of Medford. The Rose and Thorn Tavern lay hidden among crooked-roofed hovels on an unnamed street, which to Alenda appeared to be little more than an alley. A recent storm had left the cobblestones wet, and puddles littered the street. Passing carriages splashed filthy water on the pub's front entrance, leaving streaks of grime on the dull stone and weathered timbers. From a nearby doorway, a sweaty, shirtless man with a bald head emerged carrying a large copper pot. He unceremoniously cast the pot's contents, the bony remains of several stewed animals, into the street. Immediately, half a dozen dogs set upon the scraps. Wretched-looking figures, dimly lit by the flickering light from the tavern's windows, shouted angrily at the canines in a language that Alenda did not recognise. Several of them threw rocks at the scrawny animals, which yelped and darted away. They rushed to what the animals had left behind and stuffed the remnants into their mouths and pockets.
"Are you sure this is the right place, my lady?" Emily asked, taking in the scene. "Viscount Winslow couldn't have meant for us to come here."
Alenda re-examined the curly, thorny branch with a single bloom painted on the warped signboard above the door. The red rose had faded to grey, and the weathered stem looked like a coiled snake.
"This has to be it. I don't think there's more than one tavern called the Rose and Thorn in Medford." "I just can't believe he'd send us to such a place. I don't like it any more than you do, but this is what was arranged. I don't see how we have a choice," Alenda replied, surprised by how brave she sounded. "I know you're tired of hearing this, but I still think this is a mistake. We shouldn't be dealing with thieves."
"You can't trust them, m'lady. Mark my words, these people you hired will steal from you just as they steal from everyone else. Nevertheless, we're here now, so we might as well get on with it."